This is program number LW2683. Well, it's in books, it's on the theater screens, they talk about it on late-night talk shows. It concerns death. Hi, this is Larry West. Virginia Falls claims that during an operation, her heart stopped, and in her death, she saw God. These are her words. All of a sudden, I was rising through a white mist. I felt a sense of absolute love and peace embracing me, coming from a glowing circle of light. I wasn't a churchgoer. I didn't believe in it. But I knew this light was God. And it was such love and joy, I wanted to go to it forever. Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, a psychiatrist and author of a book on death and dying, says there are many people who have been close to death who have reported so-called heavenly experiences. I'm concerned about that. Because, you see, these people who claim to have seen God in death are really softening the blow of that greatest enemy that we people have, death itself. The greatest enemy of life is death. It's not depression. It's not discouragement. It's not pressure. It's not the economy, bad health, or lousy in-laws. The greatest enemy of life is the opposite of life, death. And suicide is not an escape. To use an old expression, that's stepping out of the frying pan and into the fire. Let me read you another article. It's about a man who died. It's a true story. And this article is written by God himself. Like Virginia, this guy, too, was not a religious person. Jesus tells the true story this way. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried in hell, where he was in torment. He looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, saying, "Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire." But Abraham replied, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. Besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who would want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us." He answered, "Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." "No, Father Abraham," he said, "but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead." You know, that's a different story than the one you get out of magazines these days, isn't it? Marianne Roark writes in McCall's magazine how difficult it is for us today to examine such experiences with rigorous scientific and medical procedures. It just can't be done. The Bible, though, is a book that has stood the test of rigorous scientific scrutiny. In fact, science is the Bible's best friend. I have a rule I always follow, and I'd like to challenge you today to apply this rule in your own life. If I must choose between an experience, whether it be mine or someone else's, if I have to choose between that and what the Bible says, a book that has stood for centuries against all kinds of scrutiny, I'll always believe the Bible and doubt the experience. Our emotional experiences can fool us, but the Bible is truth. It's only when one comes to Jesus Christ on his terms that, according to the Bible, death is swallowed up in victory. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called "Where Are the Dead?" You might find it interesting. Where are the dead? It's free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.